So, hello and good evening. It's Russell here with you. Fresh week at the Late Show on the BBC. Lots of good stuff coming up tonight, including Where in the World is Andy Mossack? A couple of clues heading your way very soon. Chic, Nile Rodgers, and I'll Be There at 10 to 11. Here at the Late Show on the BBC. So, Pet Sounds is coming up in a second. If you do want to mention your pet and give him a song choice. We also have Where in the World is Andy Mossack? So I must do the clues on this, because you know I always forget to do this, and I get, like, wrist-slapped here, and because I don't give you enough time. Now, he's going to be on just under half an hour. It'll be about 5 and 20 minutes he'll be on, and we'll have a chat to him, see if we can guess where he is, and then we'll get the full travel log from him. But here is clue number one. Best voice forward. I am in a city that is known as the wine capital of the world. Wine has been made here for over 2,000 years, and it hosts the world's biggest wine festival every year. I don't know where it is, but it sounds...
Yes.
It certainly does. I'm in a city that's known as the wine capital of the world. Wine has been made here for over 2,000 years, and it hosts the world's biggest wine festival every year. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? I'm guessing... I think if we're talking wines... I think he's going to be in France, but I don't know exactly where in France. Maybe you know. You got it. 81333. You put Russ at the start of your teletext. I'll see it. 0345 303 3333. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? The man himself will be on in about 25 minutes. But I've got another clue, which I'll give you after 11 o'clock. I'm in a city that's known as the wine capital of the world, and wine has been made here for over 2,000 years. It hosts the world's biggest wine festival every year. I think it has to be France, but where exactly, I have no idea. It might not even be France. Don't let me lead you down the garden path of it. 81333. Russ at the start of the text, if you can help me out on that, where exactly is it? Now. Just at the Forgotten Band. Be another one same time tomorrow. For the Puss, the Pooch, the Fish, or the Fowl. Only here at the BBC. Coming up, I will give you the second clue for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. I still need your help on that. Few early guesses coming in. So thank you very much if you are trying to help me out where he is. This came from Graham and Craig, said, Andy is in Bordeaux. Well, Paul in Hunslet says, I'm going for Athens, as I believe they traded wine with the Egyptians. See, I would lean towards France, but Bordeaux, it might be Athens. I never know. That's the thing with this. Clue number two is coming up. And here is your second clue for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. The old part of this famous port city used to be called the Sleeping Beauty, because pollution that was once rife were turned all of the walls black. So the pollution that was once rife turned all of the walls black, and the old part of the famous port city used to be called the Sleeping Beauty. 81333, and Russ at the start of the message. Andy Mossack is coming up in about 10 or 20 minutes. On a Monday night. Oh, yes. Feels like a while since we've had this music on, don't you think? So it's time to catch up with the man himself. Wherever he lays his hat, that's his home. He's a travel writer. That's generally how they work. I think the last time we spoke to him, he was over in the States. He was skiing in the glorious mountains in the States. The time before that, he was at a lantern festival out in the Far East. He travels the world, and he always sends us clues. World's biggest wine festival, the Sleeping Beauty, the old part of the famous port city. So let's say hello to him, Andy Mossack. Good evening.
Hey, Russ. Good evening. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. Not too shabby. How are things where you are?
I'm in love.
Really? I'm guessing... Now, from the clues you've given, I can imagine quite why. I think you are in Bordeaux. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. This
Marvellous.
Is beautiful Bordeaux.
Now, I have to say, it wasn't me that got that right. It was several listeners, so thank you to Claire and to Graham, first two off the top of my head, who did mention Bordeaux. So you must be having a whale of a time.
I've got to tell you, this is heaven. If you like wines, this is the place to be. But I have to confess, I slept with a Harley Davidson last night.
Right. Now, tell me how you slept with a Harley Davidson.
Well, I've got to confess, this is the first time in my life. I had, I'm staying in a place called the Hotel Le St. James in Bordeaux, and they have a room there, and they call it the Harley Davidson room. And literally, it's a full-size Harley Davidson in your bedroom.
No.
Can you believe that?
Now, it's, I mean, that sounds a touch excessive.
It is a little bit, yeah. I can only tell you that I fell in love with that too. So it's a bit weird when you wake up and you've got this monster machine next to you.
Yeah, it's like you've had a one-night stand with a transformer. I fully understand.
Something like that.
So,
but anyway.
So you're in Bordeaux. Now, there's always a reason for you to be in places. So what exactly is the reason you are in Bordeaux? What's kicking off?
I came to Bordeaux many, many years ago. And it was frankly like I said to you, they did call it the Sleeping Beauty because it had a lot of beautiful architecture, but it was all hidden behind this black soot through just the horrible smog and the smoke and everything else over the centuries. And the whole city now has been transformed since 2002. A new mayor came in and he decided that he wanted to clean everything up. And so 2007, they cleaned everything up. In 2007, it was appointed by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site. So there's now, it's beautiful. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's like 376 listed buildings in Bordeaux. I mean, it's only bettered by Paris. 17th century, 18th century architecture. It is, Russ, it really is a lovely place. It's a proper walking city. You know, you can just walk around Bordeaux, small enough, and it's just got tons of little squares, you know, beautiful little squares, and each one of them are very different. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I just love, there's nothing better, particularly in the sort of southwest France, is sitting in a square in a cafe and just soaking it all up.
So it's a place that has, you know, cleaned itself up and sort of, you know, really put on a good front for the public, for people to come and have a look at. It's got lots of history, like you said, second only to Paris for the amount of sort of listed buildings and places of interest that it has here. Now, you mentioned, of course, it is the very beating heart, isn't it, of wine country. But is there more to it than wine? Because I imagine that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people will go there.
Well, it is known for wines, and in fact, you know, I went out to a vineyard, the Petrus vineyard, which is probably one of the most expensive wines in the world.
Wow.
Petrus is crazy prices, but the vineyard itself is quite magnificent to look at. And you know, the city's surrounded by these fantastic vineyards. But in the city itself, you've got the Garonne River, which is really lovely. And it used to be this old port, you know, because they used to push all the wine out from there to go out to the world. Yeah. And it really came into kind of disrepair. The port area was very slummy, and now they've kind of regentrified the whole thing. So along the banks of the Garonne, you've got these, where the old warehouses were, is really just beautiful cafes and restaurants and walking areas. So the banks of the river itself are lovely. And, you know, there's just magnificent buildings. You've got the cathedral, St. Andre, 50-meter-high belfry.
Wow.
Full of gargoyles and gothic architecture. You take 231 steps up to the top.
Well, here's a question. You mentioned there that because it has sort of cleaned itself up here, we always like to get down to brass tacks when it comes to this. And if we are tempted to go to Bordeaux to do the tourist thing and to have a look at the history and try the wines and all that kind of stuff here, because it's cleaned itself up, you said gentrification, which is an interesting word on that, because usually that equates to higher prices. So have we seen that? Was it already an expensive place and now it's even more so? Or have the prices started to rise? Or is it surprisingly affordable?
Well, it's, to be honest, I won't lie to you. I think there's parts of the city or parts of, you know, there are wines and restaurants that are going to be expensive because it's, you know, you can go into one, two Michelin star restaurants here. But there's also a lot of very inexpensive restaurants. You know, France has this law anyway that every restaurant has to offer a table d'hôte menu. And those menus, normally three courses, and they're normally pretty reasonable prices, you know, maybe 15 euros, 16 euros, something like that. It's going to be a basic menu, but, you know, you can get away with it if you look. But, you know, the city itself has got lots of nice, cheap cafes. I mean, the beauty thing about France is you can eat very cheaply if you just want to go and have a beautiful bit of crusty bread or maybe an oyster. Those Atlantic oysters are very nice. A nice bit of cheese and a bit of red wine can't be bad, can it?
So you know, eating is can be good value. It depends. Obviously, you've got to be a smart consumer as always. I imagine the same would go for when it comes to getting there in the first place, because I imagine it has good transport links and also the cost of hotels and staying in rooms. It must vary tremendously.
It does vary. You just got to look at it. EasyJet have a very, very good service here. So it's a very cheap service straight into Bordeaux. So, you know, it's a budget airline and it comes here very regularly. I think they do two flights a day. So that's always good. And really to get in from the airport to the city is 20 minutes. They've got a tram that comes around. And with hotels now, there's so many offers. And if you've heard of Airbnb, have you heard of that?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You know, you can pick up some fantastic bargains with that. And there's hostels, there's all kinds of things. So it's kind of a city that's got everything.
Right,
And particularly now, this time of year, because from spring onwards, it's got, you know, it's a great time to go and travel around, to be honest. And also quite near here is Saint-Emilion as well. So that's a beautiful little village.
Okay.
So it's great stuff, mate.
Well,
why
would we expect less from a town, a city that is twinned with Bristol?
Is it really?
Yes, it certainly is. Bristol is one of its twin towns, as is Los Angeles, which I find absolutely incredible.
That's weird, isn't it?
Who would pair off Los Angeles and Bordeaux?
Bristol I can get because it's a port, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so there is the port of LA, isn't there? So maybe that's why they did it.
Oh, it's a bit of a stretch, though, isn't it?
Well, it's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how long are you there for, finally? Are you hanging around for another couple of days or what?
Well, I've been here since last Thursday. I've been really soaking it up over the weekend. It's been it's been really great. I mean, I've got to admit, I have tasted some belters, some great wines. And, you know, it's a bit like, why not, when you're in Rome, say. But I've been grounded now because we're all loved up in the Mossack household because my youngest daughter's getting married next weekend.
Many congratulations.
So Thank you.
Where are they getting married? So where are you got to come back to this country, or are they getting married somewhere absolutely beautiful and exotic?
No, we're getting married in Surrey. She's getting married in a nice wedding venue in Surrey. So Mrs. Mossack is hard at work, full military precision. She's at the races, let's say. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you have a fabulous time in the time you have left in Bordeaux, and yes. give our best to your family as well. Many congratulations.
I will. Thanks, mate. Open another bottle.
Yes, exactly. Make mine a large one. That's all I have there. Thank you very much, Andy Mossack, reporting for us, because somebody's got to, from Bordeaux, don't you think? Wow. Twinned with Los Angeles and Bristol, and he can't say fairer than that. So if you did manage to help me out, I really do appreciate it. Bordeaux, another place to put on the to-do list, I think. Where will he be next time? We'll have to wait and see. Late Show at the BBC, play the Four Seasons in a second, and then we got the half hour of power.